Chapter 57. Jesse rode around town for a while. He wrote a few parking tickets. He took a moment to catch his breath. He was certain that the Rollo Nurse scenario was heading toward the finish line. Although he'd managed to elude capture so far, Rollo had been flushed from his hideout and was essentially on the run. People were looking for him. He wouldn't go unnoticed much longer. Jesse was certain that he was the final target. Even though there was now 24-hour surveillance on his house, he wasn't taking Rollo for granted. He knew he was vulnerable. He was satisfied that the car theft adventure was finished and had cost a dangerous criminal his life. He still remembered the look in Nancy Lytell's eyes. He took some small measure of satisfaction at having avenged her husband's killing. Assistant D.A. Marty Reagan was about to indict Mr. Tauber, who would be facing some serious jail time. Jesse was certain that further investigation would reveal other incidents of abuse. He fully expected more youngsters to come forward. Men like Tauber were toxic. He'd relished the look in Alexis Richardson's eyes when he'd suggested a way out of her dilemma. He liked her. He admired her resolute manner. He wished her success. He wrote a few more tickets, then went to the station. Molly was there to greet him. "Can I get you some coffee?" she said. "What's wrong?" Jesse said. "Wrong? Why would you offer to get me coffee?" "I don't know. What difference does it make?" "A big one. You have frequently used coffee as a tool to bust my chops."
"You noticed?"
"I did."
"Well, maybe today is an off day."
"An off day?"
"The once a year, don't bust Jesse's chops day," Molly said.
Jesse didn't say anything.
"You should be grateful," she said.
Jesse watched her leave. He phoned Robert Lopresti. "Have you got a pencil handy?" he said, when Robert answered.
"Jesse?"
"Yep."
"I just got one."
"Paper?"
"That too."
Jesse gave him Hasty's number. "When you meet with him, try to be impressive," Jesse said.
"I'm always impressive," Robert said.
"Not that anyone would notice."
"You noticed."
Jesse didn't say anything.
"Enough to put me up for the job."
"I hope you get it, Robert."
"I'll let you know."
"Please do."
"Thanks for this, Jesse."
"Don't mention it."